I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. We spoke with Dr. Jim Gaines of the Real Estate Center at Texas A&M University, and he was just named the new chief economist. Dr. Gaines, congratulations on your new position. Is this something you had planned on or had in mind?
Actually, no, I didn't have it in mind. I joined the center about 10 years ago. Although I have known the folks here and known of the center for a number of years because I was formerly in academia at another university and then went into other areas. And about 10 years ago had the opportunity to come over here to become the housing economist, one of the on staff of the research economists. There's about seven of us. And Dr. Mark Dotzer, of course, was the chief economist and had been for a number of years. Mark decided to go do some other things and retire basically from this position when some other opportunities presented themselves. And I guess sort of I inherited it, the position. I had been active in the area and in this kind of work for a number of years. So I had that kind of background, and I was very, very flattered when Gary Mailer, the director of the center, came to me and asked me if I would do this.
Now, Dr. Gaines, you just kind of described, you know, how you kind of inherited this position, and it's kind of been in the works. But how do you feel like your past education and work experience have kind of prepared you for this position?
Well, I've been doing this kind of work or something similar to it for almost 40 years. First, I was in academia. I was an associate professor of real estate and finance for a number of years at the University of South Carolina, to be specific. And then when I left the University of South Carolina, I actually went and had a very similar position to this with an institution called Rice Center, which was down in Houston, which was an urban research organization center that was part of Rice University, and in fact, I was the president of Rice Center for the last couple of years. Now, Rice Center, unfortunately, the funding disappeared during the economic downturn of the late 80s. That was the demise of the center, and the university decided not to continue it. So at that point, I actually wound up into doing private consulting work. I was with two of the large accounting firms in their business accounting, specializing in providing consulting services to real estate developers for real estate planning, land use analysis, that kind of thing. So I've been doing this kind of analytical work for a number of years.
Can you give us a brief description of exactly what this new position for you entails and also kind of what you're most excited about going into this new role?
Well, that's an excellent question, and I suppose that in some sense I'm still learning what the position entails. First is more of is to coordinate and the research efforts here at the center to plan for what we're going to be doing and looking at. We simply don't have the resources to research everything that we'd like to look at. In fact, we put together a game plan here a month or so ago. And we had a whole lot more ideas than we had resources to be able to do all of the different kinds of things that we'd like to look at. The center historically has done a lot of work in the housing market, in the land markets. Of course, we watch the economy. We have two econometricians in our research staff. We also have a legal research. Judon Fambro is our resident attorney who watches the licensing laws, the various laws, landlord and tenant laws in Texas, as well as oil and gas interests. So in the group here, we have a lot of varied interests, commercial real estate and other things. And then we get asked to look at, and we look at on our own accord, event happenings. What happened with the hurricanes, or what if somebody builds a road here, or these kinds of things where there's some analysis of either a policy or economic development or what have you in terms of what the outcome is likely to mean. Of course, the direction of the center, our mission, is to provide real estate information to the citizens of Texas. and to help make better real estate decisions. And that encompasses a whole lot of things. So we are constantly trying to provide information and data specifically, and then the analysis of that information and data in terms of making it meaningful and useful for the citizens of the state.
And Dr. Gaines, you're only the sixth person to hold this title in the center's 44-year history. What does that mean to you?
To tell you the truth, that one's just now hitting home to me. I think I've known five of the previous six. Knew them professionally or personally. Still maintain contact with Jack Friedman, with Ted Jones, with Mark, of course. So we actually have shared notes. We've talked about it and compared ideas. And the center, like anything else, is always growing and evolving and trying to do better things and broader and incorporate new technology, new analytical techniques, new ideas that are always being developed, and we're trying to stay on the forefront of it. The Real Estate Center at Texas A&M here, this is a unique center. There really isn't another one like us in the United States, because we've been looking, trying to compare notes and see how we're all doing. So it's an interesting kind of thing. It's challenging, and I for one am pretty excited about trying to move some things forward.
Well, again, congratulations on your new position. Is there anything else you'd like to add before I let you go?
Oh no, I think not. I appreciate all of the comments as yours, and thank you very much for them. And if there's something that the Real Estate Center can be doing for our citizens and for the industries and for the organizations that are involved in the real estate industry in the state, I hope somebody will let us know.
Thanks again to Dr. Jim Gaines, the new chief economist at the Real Estate Center at Texas A&M University. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.